Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Linur Palmason. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Presenting the film A White, White Day. So it's a fascinating film. Like I told you before the interview, I had a chance to experience it and actually experience it properly on the big screen. But for the listeners who are not familiar with the film, would you mind just saying a few words to introduce it to them?
Well, it's a film about a man that loses someone very, very important, and his sort of whole world collapses, and he's sort of left alone, isolated, and with all of these feelings of doubt and anger and sorrow and grief.
Right. And I mean, you know, there's so much that I would like to ask you, but the first thing that comes to my head, just experiencing the film, because I mentioned experience at the start of this interview, is very immersive. And I think as well, that's also because of the atmosphere that you are able to build in just a sensorial experience, even without talking about the story, too. I mean, you can feel the movie. I don't know if I'm making sense, but it's almost like I'm in touch with it sensorially.
Yeah, I think that's what cinema could do. That's what I'm interested in is that creating a cinematic experience for the cinema, you know, for the a big screen and sound all around you in the darkness. I think that's, you know, that's how we approach the material. That's how we approach the production and the post production. You know, we create it for the cinema. Yeah. Yes.
And as well as that, I mean, the story seems to be a very powerful and difficult, intimate ordeal. And it's driven by a character who is a very quiet character. I mean, can you tell me a little more about the origins of this sort of examination of a quiet character who has his inner demons, but is also a nice man? It could be an everyday man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think definitely he's a very nice man. I think everybody, you know, if people are pushed, you know, anybody, people are capable of doing things that aren't nice. You know, it's we're all capable of that, I think. But I mean, I was interested in his his relationship with his granddaughter. On my age right now, I'm sort of losing people around me that are very important to me, my grandparents that are quite old now and sort of going away. And I think I wanted to sort of portray that sort of relationship between Ingimundur and the grandfather and the grandchild.
Is it also an examination of maybe masculinity?
Yeah, I think you know, being a man, you're always portraying something personal, you know. You're always, how can I say it? I mean, each character is some percentage of you, you know. Even the girl Salka is a percentage of me also. I think you are in all of it some way, right? So I think, but masculinity, people have been talking about it, but I think you have to. I think Ingimundur, he needs to put on puts on an armor, you know, to protect his family and to protect. So,
but is that not what men are somehow told they should behave? I mean, if I think about even Westerns, let's say, for example, it seems to me like the leading hero is always a man of a few words and shows very few of his emotions. We think John Wayne barely ever had any emotions to show, you know.
I mean John Wayne was portrayed just being perfect, you know,
right?
A White, White Day is very, very different. I think everybody, there's nobody perfect. There's nobody that is bad. There's nobody that is good. It's just humanity. It's human.
And the setting itself, I mean, if we can go back to that, almost lends itself to this type of story, this type of narrative. I mean, this could be a really simple and kind of silly question, but is this a setting that you're particularly familiar and can therefore examine with insightful eyes?
Yeah, I mean, it's going back to my roots in some way, because the film is made, you know, where I grew up, you know. So it's a very personal place. But I think all my films are this strange blend of, you know, the past, my roots, where I come from, and then the present, you know, my temperament, the way I see things and hear things and what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And then you also the future, the way you desire things and, you know, your fear of things and your dreams and everything. And I think my films tend to be this strange blend of these three things, you know.
I was thinking as well of the character of the granddaughter. There's something hopeful about her. I mean, was that an intention?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's like she's in a way, she hasn't been damaged yet, you know, the youth, you know, the young, the, you know, the world sort of shapes you the way you become, you know, it's sort of, it can be hard. And, yes. And she's not there yet, you know, she's more pure.
There's a very, I mean, obviously this might be have to be the last moment. There's a moment in the film that sticks out to me, and usually I don't ask specific moments about films, but in this film I'm going to try to make an exception. There's a moment in the movie where you exceed the plain narrative in the sense that you're taken elsewhere. I think the granddaughter is watching a TV show for kids, and you're taken on this sort of a different reality inside this kid's show. That's a really interesting moment to me. Can you tell me maybe a little bit more about it?
Yeah, well, I've said sometimes that it feels like when I'm writing, sometimes I tend to just follow the film wherever it wants to go, you know. And sometimes it goes places that I'm, you know, I become surprised or don't quite know where it's going right now. But if it's stimulating and if it's playful and if it's fun and if it feels like part of the whole film, I just go with it, you know. And this is a typical that kind of scene, and you know, it just surprised me. It's like a branch, you know, growing. Sometimes it goes right and sometimes it grows left, but in the whole, if you look at the tree, it's very important, you know. All of the branches are important to form the whole thing, I think. And I think I just follow that.
That's very interesting what you just said. And in fact, it was a very interesting interview, and I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.